بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. إلهي قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا، وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى، إذ لم تظهرها لأحد من عبادك الصالحين. إلهي قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا، وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى، إذ لم تظهرها لأحد من عبادك الصالحين.
As we know, here in this world, we committing a lot of sin, mistake, disobedience of God. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by His mercy, cover and conceal all our sin. He will not reveal ourselves and our sin in this world because of His mercy. Although He put two angels or sometimes more for us, and they will record whatever we will do, they will register whatever we will do, they will write and put it down whatever we will do, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala conceal our sin from the people, from other people, even our children, our family, our wife, our husband, our father and mother don't know what we have done and what we are doing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows everything. Even sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cover and prevent the angels from getting our intention, getting what we want to do. Sometimes He asks them, they should not write what we have done. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ilahi, قَدْ سَتَرْتَ عَلَيَّ ذُنُوبًا فِي الدُّنْيَا. My Lord, You have concealed my sin in this world. وَأَنَا أَحْوَجُ إِلَى سَتْرَهَا عَلَيَّ مِنْكَ فِي الْأُخْرَى. I am in a greater need of Your being conceded in the next. So You conceal and don't reveal my sin in the day of resurrection, in hereafter. Don't reveal my sin before the people. Since You conceal everything here in this world, don't discover it for other people in the day of judgment. Why? Because at that day, the day of reality, day of truth, and everything will be covered. Look at the verses of Holy Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Rahman, says, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ The guilty will be recognized by their mark, by their face. Nobody needs to ask what you have done. Only when they look at our face, they recognize us, what we have done in our life. Even in the day of judgment, some people will come while they are in the shape of animal, of horse, of dog, and snake, on some type of another animal. Because our behavior, our character, our soul will get statues at that day and will get four of these animals. If our character, our behavior, our soul is like dog, in the day of judgment, it will come out and we will come out from our grave as a dog, as a snake, as a hawk, as a soul and so. So that day everything will discover. Now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Surah Abbas, verse 34 up to 40, even 42, says, يَوْمَ يَفَرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. The day when a man will evade his brother, his mother, and his father. Our brother said, oh, I'm your brother, where are you going? But we will leave all of them. I'm your mother, I'm your father, where are you going? We leave all of them. يَوْمَ يَفَرْهُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The day when a man will aid his brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, his mother and his father. Why? Because they will recognize us by our action. They were thinking, here we are offering our salat, we are fasting, we are giving zakat, we are pious men. But at that day, they will find out, oh, we were animals. I was animal, sorry. So we don't want them to see us. Or we want to get refuge someplace else. We want to get somebody to help us. I don't know if this is happened to you to see, for instance, someplace burn. So you will go this place, that place, that place, and you will call everybody to come and help you. But you can't get anybody to come and help you. It happened to me once in our house, in our kitchen. Started to bang. I didn't know what I should do. Even I lost my mind. I was going out of my house and I was calling people, oh, help me, help me. But there is no anybody. I'm coming inside, I'm going back out. I'm coming inside, I go back. Because I don't know what I should do. This is our situation in the day of judgment. يَفَرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Even he will aid his spouse, his wife, or his husband, her husband, and his son. How do you take care of your son here? But at that time, you will leave all of them. You don't take care of them. And they will not take care of you. Why? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Because that day, each of them will have a task to keep him preoccupied, to protect himself. He wants to avoid himself from evil, from fire. وَجُوهَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُصْفِرَةٍ. At that day, some faces will be bright. وَوَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٍ. And some faces on that day will be covered with dust. Will cover with dust. Why? Because they are action here. However, in Surah At-Tariq also, Allah Ta'ala chapter, verse 9, sorry, chapter. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. One of the name of the day of judgment of Akhirah is يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. The day which discovered everything. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. And he shall have neither power nor helper. We don't have anybody to help us. Or we don't have any power. So at that day, we are in a greater need of satr and covering our sin. So because of that, we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh my God, conceal my sin in the day of judgment as you cover my sin here in this world. As you know, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one of his name is Sattar. Sattar means the one who cover everything, will not conceal it, will not sorry, reveal it. And we have to take this attribute from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We should implement it in our life. We have hadith from the Prophet, this be upon him and his family, saying, "Man satara akhahu al-mu'min fi dunya, satarahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah." Whosoever conceal his brother here in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will conceal him in the day of judgment. Whosoever conceal and cover the evil, the sin, and the mistake of his brother, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the day of judgment will conceal and cover his sin. Another hadith also says, "Man satara ala mu'minin fa ka'annama ahya mayyitan." من ستر على مؤمن فكأنما أحيا ميتا. Whosoever conceal a believer, a mu'min, is like to revive a dead body, make him alive, dead body. So inshallah, all of you have this attribute, I'm sure. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the day of judgment will conceal our sin and our mistake. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for mu'mineen and believer and follower of A'imma alayhi salam, if they committed some type of sin in this world, will not charge them in the day of judgment. But they should, he has to purify them and send them to paradise. Because if with sin, with dirty body, with dirty soul, we can't enter the paradise. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will purify us here. How? Either here in this dunya, in the sakaratul maut, in the about the maut, we'll get some punishment. Or in the barzakh, we will get some type of punishment. So when we will go to the day of judgment and akhirah, we don't have sin and we'll go further directly inshallah. But we should not forget something. According to a lot of hadith and some verses of Holy Quran, nobody can enter the paradise without shafa'ah, intercession of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. Because of that we have this hadith, اِدَّخَرْتُ شَفَاعَتِي لَأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمِّسِ. I said my shafa'ah, intercession for sinner of my ummah. So everybody goes to the paradise, will go to the paradise by shafa'a of the Prophet and his family, peace be upon them. Ilahi, juduka basata amali, wa afuka afdalu min amali. Sometime we will go to set a man. We don't ask him anything. We don't request him anything. But Sometimes we go to another man. And we ask him, please help me, I have this problem. He will solve my problem. Following day I will go to him. Oh please, I need some money. He will give me. Following day I will go to him, please, I want to register my son at that school and they refuse. Can you help me? And call them. He will do. Every day, whatever we need, we will go to him. Why? But the first man will not go. Because of his generosity. His generosity makes me to go all the time to him. Now, we are calling Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and saying, oh my Lord, Judaka, your generosity has expanded my hope. Amali with Hamza. Amali, my aspiration, my hope. So, if I have a lot of sin in my life, but your ask, your forgiveness is more and higher than my action. I'm coming to you to help me. I'm coming to you to get forgiveness from you. I'm coming to get your mercy. But because it's not because of my action. It's not because of my good action. It's not because of my deed. Because of your generosity. The second man, whom I'm going to him all the time, I'm not going to him because I'm a good man, because I have done a lot of good action in my life, but because of his generosity. This is his behavior. This is his character. Whoever goes to him, he will help him. He will not reject anybody. So we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, I come to you because of your generosity. Elahi, Judaka basata amali, your generosity expanded my hope, my aspiration, and your forgiveness is superior to my deed. Let me draw your attention to a certain point. As you know, we deal with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through our concept. Exactly, we don't have access to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself. How is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? We don't know. His nature, His existence, His reality, His fact, we don't know. Whatever we know from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is our concept, which is in our mind. So, when we say God, we will get general concept in our mind, which we name Creator, God, Allah, Khuda, something like that. But sometimes this concept changes depending on our situation and our position. If you need help and you pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to help you, when you say Allah, this concept means who can help you, helper. So the meaning of Allah exactly in your mind is helper. If your son, your brother, or yourself sick, and you say, oh my God, you mean by God the who can cure yourself, give you shafa. When you need money, so when you say, Allah, oh my God, give me money, you mean by God who give you money. So the meaning of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is depend on our situation in which we are. only sometime we will not get the limited concept for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our mind. And this maybe happened to you when you are in munajat by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In your sujood, you cry and you say Allah, and you don't ask Him anything. Some meaning comes to you which is very close to you, is very friend to you, is very loved one to you. That one is reality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is fact of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we could get it even a second in our life, a second, it's not more than a second, is enough for us. That is impossible. Awliya Allah, A'imma, our prophets, they could have some situation and access to the reality of Allah. This type of knowing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is called intuitive knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in yourself. You get it in your heart. You get it in your mind. Without helping, without giving money, without curing sick, without so and so. This is exactly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this is difficult for us to get Him. So now, when we want to ask Him, we should look at His attributes. And what we need, we should call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by that name exactly. One of very important name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Jud, generosity. Is Jawad. Is Jawad. Is generosity. So because of that, here we say Ilahi, Juduka, your generosity. When we say generosity, we mean who can solve all my problems without limitation? Who can help me? Who can cover my sin? Who can do whatever I want to do to me? So we say Ilahi, Jud, Ka. Because of that, we call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by His Jud. Jud, Ka, basata aman. Your Jud, your generosity expanded my hope. وَأَفْوَكَ. Now we are coming to his app. Imagine a number which fills all planet, all galaxy, all the world, although that is limited. If you compare this number to unlimited things, this one is limited and is small comparing to that unlimited one. All our sin, all our bad behavior, all our mistakes, all our errors, comparing to ask forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is nothing. A man came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he said, oh, Messenger of Allah, I committed a sin, and I'm worthy of fire. The Prophet asked him, your sin is greater or the mountain? Replied, my sin. Your sin is greater or this world? Said, my sin. Your sin is greater or whole the world? Say, my sin. Say, whatever it will be, the ask and forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is greater. Because we are living in limited world. And the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is unlimited. Don't disappoint from forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa aqwuka afdalu min amali. Your forgiveness is superior to my deed. So my deed here, either my bad deed or good deed. If you want to punish me, your forgiveness is higher than that one. If you want to reward me, also your forgiveness and your generosity more than what I have done and what I brought to you. Ilahi, فَسُرَّنِي بِلِقَائِكَ يَوْمَ تَقْضِي فِيهِ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ. Oh my Lord, Surran, make me happy with, let me meet you. My Lord, therefore, gladden me by allowing me to meet you. When? In the day of judgment. In the Akhirah. يَوْمَ تَقْضِي فِيهِ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ. In the day, your justice will cover everything. Usually in the Holy Quran and in Ahadith, this term has been used. لِقَاء Allah. لِقَاء means meet. What we mean by لِقَاء Allah? And this term exactly repeated in Holy Quran several times. What do we mean by لِقَاء Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى? There are three meanings by لِقَاء Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. First one, لِقَاء, because we can meet Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى doesn't have any body to be able for us to meet Him. لِقَاء Allah means لِقَاءَ الْأَجْرِ. We meet His reward. لِقَاءَ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. We meet the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, the day of Akhirah. لِقَاءَ Allah means لِقَاءُ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, لِقَاءُ الْآخِرَةِ. We meet that day. أو لِقَاءُ الْحِسَابِ. We meet الْحِسَابِ, accounting. Allah will count. This is one meaning of لِقَاء Allah. Second meaning of لِقَاء is that between us and meeting or getting hereafter, there are between us and getting hereafter, there are a lot of veil, curtain, barriers. In Arabic term, called hijab. If we could remove this veil, this barrier, this curtain, so we meet the day of judgment. لِقَاء Allah means getting off the barrier between us and the day of judgment. The Prophet came to the mosque and he asked Zayd ibn Haritha, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ يَا زَيْد? How are you? He said, أَصْبَحْتُ مُوْفَنَا. I living and I have yaqeen, certainty. The Prophet asked him, what is the sign of your yaqeen, your certainty? What is the sign of your yaqeen? Said, now I'm here. I see the people of the paradise as well as the people of the earth. No. And I can show to you among these people who are the people of paradise and will go to the paradise, and those who are going to the fire. I can mention the name of these people among those people who are here. Those who are going to paradise and those who are going to to Jahim, to fire. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, keep quiet, don't mention. He said, I can't tolerate this word. I can't say more in this word. Pray for me, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, give me a shahada, martyrdom. And the Prophet prayed for him, and after some days or some time, he got shahada through the way of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So, when this barrier and this veil and this curtain, we remove it between us, so we'll meet Allah Ta'ala, we'll meet. Liqa means getting off this barrier. And if we reach to the day of judgment, exactly we got meet of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, or liqa Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. At that day, everything will discover. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, لمن الملك اليوم? The kingdom is for who this day? Everybody says, لله الواحد القهار. For Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Even those people who deny the reality, those people who deny here the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا. Oh my God, we saw and we hear, everything is correct. So, this type of liqa is common for everybody, either Muslim or non-Muslim. Sorry, mu'min or non-mu'min. Everybody have this type of liqa. But there is another type, a set, third type of liqa Allah, or third meaning of liqa Allah, which is getting mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, getting face of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, getting satisfaction of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this type of liqa Allah is only for Hajj, only for A'immah, only for matter. Because of that we have in hadith concerning the matter, الشهيد ينظر إلى وجه الله, in the day of judgment, he looks at the face of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And also in another munajat we have, إلهي رؤيتك حاجتي, رؤيتك, seeing you is my need. This is what I want from you, to permit me to see you. How we can have this type of liqa? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 110, last verse of Surah Al-Kahf, which is recommended for everybody, if he wants to get up early in the morning, he should recite this one. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. This is alarm clock. Alarm of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whenever you want to get up, you can recite these words, the last words of chapter Al-Kahf. So inshallah at that time exactly you will wake up. But the mission of shaitan actually. Sometimes we wake up at then shaitan don't allow us to stand up. Say, okay, say more. This type of liqa Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned in this verse. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever expect to meet his Lord, what he has to do? expect to meet his Lord, he must bring or do good action. And don't فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He should not participate any other less than Allah تبارك وتعالى in his worshiping. He should not get anybody else than Allah تبارك وتعالى as his God. إلهي فسرني يوم لقائك. When I meet you, make me happy. So I'm coming to you. I don't have good action. I don't have good behavior. But make me happy by your generosity, by your mercy. إلهي اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغن عن قبول عذره. إلهي فقبل عذري يا أكرم من اعتذر إليه المسيء. We talk to Allah تبارك وتعالى that oh my God, give me your mercy, your forgiveness. Now we apologize to Allah تبارك وتعالى. When you apologize or anybody else, apologize Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala or anybody else, apologize somebody is not out of these two types. Somebody apologize somebody else because he doesn't need his forgiveness. Only he thinks that apologize and excusing is perfection. And I did bad to him, so I apologize him. For instance, sometimes you do mistake when you drive your car. You apologize other people. This doesn't mean that you need him. Or you want them exactly to forgive you. No. Either they forgive you or not, you apologize. Why? Because you think that apologizing of other people is type of morality, is perfection. So you apologize them, excuse them, sorry, I make mistake, sorry. Either they forgive you or not, they accept it or not. This is one type of apology. Second type of apology is that we apologize somebody else because we want him to forgive us. We want him to accept our apology, our excuse. Then we want him to. Like somebody killed a man. Now they took this case to the court and they jailed him to be died. They want to hang him. He will go to the family of killed one. And he apologized. I make mistake. I didn't know. I didn't want to kill him. Please forgive me. He cried. Why? Because he wants to get their acceptance. He wants to get their forgiveness. He insists on them. Now we apologize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But it's not because either he forgive us or not, he accept or not. But we apologize him, we excuse him because we need. If he doesn't accept our sorry, our apology, if he doesn't accept, they will hang us in the day of judgment. They will punish us. So we should lie. We should lie. Once Imam Hussein alayhi salam, came out of his tent in the Arafah, and he climbed the mountain Jabal al-Nur or Jabal al-Rahma, and started to reciting Dua Arafah, and he cried. A man, one of his companions, came to him and said, why you are Imam, you are Ma'soom, Allah forgive all of you and forgive everybody because of you. Imam alayhi salam said, how I don't apologize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we need his acceptance. Because of that we insist in our excusing, and we are getting his acceptance. Now the man whom we apologize is not out of two types. Sometimes only he accept. Say, okay, this is enough, I forgive you. But sometimes he's not only accept, but he will show us another way and he want to reward us. Say, oh, no, I know you exactly. You are son of Mullah Hassan, Mullah Hussein. You will not do such. If you have done such, this because of shaitan. Otherwise, your personality doesn't allow to do such. And if we make mistakes, I didn't know. If we break the glass of his car and we go apologize, oh, even I wanted to change it. I wanted to break it down. Alhamdulillah, you did it for me. This is one type of acceptance of excuse. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is doing like that. When we go to him and we apologize him, we excuse him, we say, calm. What you have done is not something wrong. This is correct. And inshallah, I will protect you. You will not do more. But we want to find out what is the causes of apologizing and excusing. The causes of excusing are three. Sometimes, because we need that man, we go to him and we apologize him. If I don't apologize him, next time, next year, he will not give me such and such. Or because he's my teacher, he will feel down me. He will not give me good mark in my exam. Oh, this is the president of that office. When I will go to him, he will not take care of me. So we need him. The cause of going to him, the cause of going to him to get him excuse and apologize and forgiveness is because we need him. Sometimes, no, we go to him because we want him to accept our excusing, and if he accepted, we accept also his excusing. I did bad to him, but I don't need him. But maybe he will do something to me, so he needs me also to accept his excusing. Because of that, we will accept his excuse. And the third one is not that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept our excusing, our apologizing. It's not because he needs us. or he maybe in the future he make mistake and he needs our acceptance also. No. No. He will accept whatever we have done. He will excuse us. He will forgive us. And he will give us his mercy. Because of that we say, Elohi, اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغن عن قبول عذره. I told you, we have two types of apology or excuse. One, you accept it or not. Like when you make mistake in the road. Second one, no. You need his acceptance. Otherwise, you will be die. Here we say, oh my God, Elohi, my Lord, my apology to you is the apology of him who cannot afford his apology being not accepted. You must accept my apology. Otherwise, I can't live. I'm not coming only apologize to you, either you accept it or not. No. I apologize to you and apologize that you must accept it from me. I apologize to you is the apology. My apology to you is the apology of him who cannot afford his apology being not accepted. Therefore, Elohim, taqbal urdi. Accept my apology. Ya akrama man i'tazara ilayhi. Oh my God. You are kareem. Generous. And all the musi'un, wrongdoer, sinner, all the people who are full of evil are going to him. So you are such person. You are such God. So you accept my i'tizar. Because of that, I'm coming to you and I'm offering and raising my apology to you and Elohi taqbal udhri. Alhamdulillah.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the second point.
Yes.
The first, because we need him to accept our apology. What's the second point?
Yes. The causes of acceptance apology. One, because sometimes we need him. And this is the first one. We accept his apology. Second one, because I accept his apology because in the future he must accept my apology also. The third one, no, without any reason, without anything, he will accept the apology. And this is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Please, whatever, let me tell you something. Whatever we do in our life, we do it because of some benefit. Even when you kiss your son, do you kiss him because of him or because of yourself? Huh? Can you answer me? This is a problem. Because of yourself, it's not because of your son. Because the fire of love burning your heart, you want to feel it down. You want to turn it off, you kiss your son. So you didn't kiss him because of him, but you kiss him because of yourself. Even when you pay sadaqa to somebody, exactly you don't pay sadaqa to him because of yourself. If you believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you pay to him because you want to get something from Allah more. If you don't believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those people don't believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they give sadaqah, charity. Because when they see a small boy, their soul, their spirit pains them. They want to feel down, this burning. Or they will pay something to somebody else. They will not pay to that one. Even when you pay to your children money, or you buy very good dress for them, it's not because of them, because of the chef. If you don't buy good dress for your son, you say, oh, the people say, this man don't care of his son. I want to buy very new dress for him. Because of yourself. Whatever we do in our life is because of our benefit. Exactly. Our father will do to us because he's himself. When he gives up, and for instance, is far away, or you are here in Canada or some country else, he will call you. He's not calling because of you, because of himself. When I call them, I say, because I'm myself. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because we are needy. We need. We are not self-sufficient. Allahu samad. No Mr. Safar samad. Allahu samad only. Fakat. Bas. We need. We are empty. Empty of everything. So we need everything because of getting and making ourselves satisfied by such everything. So we choose, we pay, we buy, we eat, and so and so. Yes, sir. Alaykum
as-salam.
So
we
need
to and
what is
ikhlas? How can we be sincere? Can we ever be?
Yes. Yes. Sincere is not out of ikhlas also. We don't have any other choice. We can do because we are human beings. Like if we eat, can I live without eating, without drinking? No, because I'm human being. As a human being, I will do whatever I will do because of myself. If you could forget yourself, you damage yourself, that time is a level and door of ikhlas, which is very difficult. We spoke naturally and generally. Yes, if we could have that level, which I'm not at that one, it's very difficult to kiss your son because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Maybe some people have a lower level of that. But Aima alayhi wa sallam, they could demolish, Imam Ali salamullah alayhi, Aima alayhi wa sallam, and Awliya Allah, they could forget themselves. They could take off this barrier. So they can do whatever they can do. That one is called ikhlas. Believe, since we have ourselves, we can do anything for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because we are ourselves here, ourselves here. And we have per word. You say, if you have light, and you need it in your house, you should not send it to the mosque. You have light. And you need it in your house. Why you send it to the mosque? So, since we have a house, we can send the light to the mosque. First of all, we should demolish, we should damage, we should kill this self, this soul. After that, we can do something else. That else, depend on your mind, because we are Muslim, we are believer to Allah, we are believer. So that something else which is coming to us, and He will sit insist of our soul, that is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we will do whatever we do for that one.
In the Quran it often says clearly that people who are clearly unjust upon their souls, is that what it refers to, or what is the reference there?
Yes, this is the same exactly. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Because we don't take care of our soul. Our soul is from Allah. وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. But there are some other things which prevent us to reach to reality of our soul. And we don't have any other choice. Our father did it. Adam and his son. Several times Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asked him, please don't go close to this tree. But he came to it and he ate it. He ate and he brought us out of the paradise. Otherwise now we were at paradise in the paradise. We were here. We had good life. I don't know why he brought us to here. Actually, yes. A man, one student of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam came to him and he said, why? He criticized Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Why? You don't rise to take your light from these enemies. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam wanted to show to him he's not sincere. He told him, please, that porn, is it porn? You should make bread on it. And the fire, go and sit on it. Oh, Ibn Rasulullah, son of the Prophet. He said, fire? How I can go and sit on the fire? No, I will be burned. Suddenly, one of his companions, sincere companion, came and when he said, Assalamu alaikum, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him, Assalamu alaikum, please go and sit on that fire. Directly he went and he sat down. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked this man. He started to speak with this man. And he shocked, surprised. He was bawling. How? He passed away. The man was bored. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam wanted to please be calm, don't worry. After 1 hour, Imam alayhi salam asked him, please go and call him to come. When he went to that man, he saw him, he's playing with the fire. And he making something with the fire. Surprised. He said, please come, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, calling you. He came to Imam alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam asked the first man, how many of you, or how many of such men I have? He said, only this man, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ. There is no second one. Why? He could do such. Because he could demolish himself. He realized that whatever of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said is more useful for himself than whatever he desires, wanted. And at that time, the second man told to the first man, I swear by God, if Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, this apple, half of this is haram, and half of the second half is halal, I will accept and I will not ask him why. Because I realize he is Imam, he is Hujjatullah. If we could exactly put the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala instead of our will, this is sincerity. Look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam. From Medina to Mecca and from Mecca to Karbala. Whenever they ask him, why you go to Karbala, he will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاءَ. Because Allah wants, Allah wills. Why you take your children? Because Allah wills. Why you take your family? Because Allah wills. Never said, because I want to do so and so. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاءَ أَنْ يَرَاهُنَّ سَبَايَا. Allah wanted or will to see him captured. Why you take your baby, 6 months baby, Ali ibn al-Asghar? إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاءَ أَنْ يَرَاهُ قَتِيبًا. Allah wants or will wish to see him قتيب. مات. أو take it. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam removed his will and replaced it by Allah's will. If whenever we could remove or replace our will by Allah's will, this is level and stage of sincerity and ikhlas. Of course, we will do it by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But if for a stance, an example. Now, Allah says, if you pray or not, you fast or not, I will not punish you, I will reward you. There is no any difference for me to pray or not. I will give you certain level of paradise. This is your house in the paradise. Either you pray or not. Either you fast or not. Either you give homes or not. Do you pray or not? I will not. And this is not bad. Sorry, I'm saying you. We should examine ourselves. Now, please, in the night, or now, maybe some next year, the month of Ramadan will be at this time, isn't it? And now the weather is very good. Inshallah, that time will be very hot, like last year. So, Allah sent to us by revealed to us that if here in London from quarter to 5 or 4:30 in the morning up to 10 o'clock, we should fast, isn't it? How many hours is that? It's more than 12 hours. 15 hours. But he says, please, I will not reduce your thawab, your ash. I will not punish you. I will not reduce your paradise, your stage, your level. I will give whatever I wanted to do. You fast or not, it's the same for me. At that time, we fast or not? Certainly, the Prophet comes to us and says such. 100%, we don't have doubt about it. And says, you fast or not, there is no any difference. I will give you whatever I wanted to you while you are fasting. This is your exam ourselves. Thank you.
Yes, please. You know the Surah Amal or Bernami to attain the Ma'rifah,
yes,
where we can annihilate ourselves in Allah, something small we can do so that we can have the Ma'rifah to Allah, hopefully.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much for your recommendation. Like Surah Al-Insan, Surah Al-Dahr, A'imma alayhimus salam, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, although they were needy of such things, but they gave to Allah Tabaraka, to the yatim and miskin and asiran, because of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They did whatever they wanted to do because of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Thank you. For to get in that such level. Actually, by yes, yes, please. It's not something is impossible. As at those people who are smoking and they used to eat. How they used to eat? When they smoke first cigar? No. Second one, no. But by gradually, by the time they used to eat, they can do it. If we practice, we practice, whatever we do, we realize that nobody has any effect and influence in our life, so we can reach that level. By grace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there is some, there are a lot of dua which we recited after Salat, usually here you cite it. This will give us also tawfiq and ikhlas and sincerity. There is some dua in Sahih al-Sajjadiyya and Munajat Khamsat Ashar. 15 Munajat in Mafatih al-Janam. We have it. Very good.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.